Dude, I don't understand why we have to use the studio. We have our own studio.
They're not here. We can use the good stuff and then just get in and out.
Dude, the lights aren't even on.
I got this.
The lights are on a clapper?
Hey, it's IoT clapper.
Oh, now we got to deal with the screens. I plugged it in out there. What's going on in here?
Check the cables. They got the cables around here someplace. They're loose.
Oh, hang on. This looks important.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, now we have to do this fast.
Now we're cooking with oil.
We have to do it fast.
Okay.
All right.
I'm ready.
Hey, everybody, welcome. It is Patch and Switch. We're on the road to Microsoft Ignite, headed to Orlando, Florida, this year from September 25th through the 29th. And today we are talking about
the most discussed and pre-introduced, pre-anticipated, I guess would be the proper word, item that people like to know about for conferences, the backpack.
Hang on. Normally, we save this episode until just before we leave. It's the big thing.
I know, but why not kick it off with a bang? I managed to get a couple of the actual final products here for us to be able to take a look at today.
Okay.
And I thought it'd be a good way to kind of kick this off.
Let's do it.
Okay. So, you might have remembered, if you were there last year, there were four color bags. This year, we're simplifying and going with two. But complementary colors.
You do. You have the blue with the gray trim, or you have the gray with the blue trim.
Right. And, you know, we each kind of chose our favorite one at the very beginning. You're more of the gray guy.
No, pretty much you just said I'm taking the blue one and having the other.
That's the important part. But let's go through and kind of take a look at this from a little bit up close. People want to see this up here nice and close. And so, I'm kind of working with the little extra camera. The camera's moving. I thought we were alone in here.
IoT.
Okay. We'll work with that. So obviously, very nice durable material, first of all. Does not feel flimsy in your hand as far as the material is concerned. Nice embroidered logo at the top. It's not silk screened.
Yep.
Very good quality.
Same like last year. Yeah.
Very, very nice. This is new, I think. Hey, this little small quick access snack pocket, perhaps, in there. To be able to go off and store some very quick access things. Maybe it's an ID badge or ID holder, something like that.
Oh, yeah. And I can see that at the airport, right? That's a quick place that you can just,
stick
your travel documents, your phone, everything before you go through security.
And, of course, very important is zipper quality. All the zippers are exactly the same. They have nice pull action to them. They're not these little quick little metal things that are kind of pressed together. They're actually quite nice as far as the quality is concerned. Zippers into the main front pocket here for being able to open up. Nice and wide, do people have access to everything? And immediately you can see it has two spots.
Yeah, so you've got a media device pouch, which in this case you've actually put your Surface in there.
Yeah, this is a Surface Pro 4.
But I can see this as being the tablet that I use on the airplanes to watch the various media.
Yep. Yeah. It works great. And then also down below, I didn't bring my 17-inch monster laptop this time because it was a little bit too heavy to carry around last time. So this time it's just, this one's a Surface Book as well. For fitting, but it can easily fit a 15 and possibly a 17
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, I'm looking at that with the space that you had in there, and you'll have a couple of inches up at the top that you'll still have, but it's definitely big enough.
And this is able to loop over the top with some stretchiness to it to hit the Velcro to lock them in place. Also, our velour line to make it so you don't scratch any screens or any stickers or any other kind of nice things in your laptops you want to have damaged.
Yeah.
Very good stuff. Now, you pointed this one out earlier on. It is very large in
the
bottom.
It's expansive.
It's... See if I can get the right angle in there. So it basically has very big inner bigness.
Technical term.
To fit lots of stuff in there, power supplies and other large bulky things that happen to be in there if you wanted to.
Big three-ring binders.
Yep. They will all fit absolutely fine. The main cavity basically is covered off, but then you have this kind of floppy thing. I didn't know what it was at first, but it's similar to what they had last year. It's accessible by the top zipper, which is also velour-lined. Which gives you access to your phone or other media player devices.
And because it's got that nice lining, that nice soft lining, you're not going to scratch your phone.
You got it.
Worry about anything like
and
that.
And it still has the hole in the side that gives you access to the headphone port as well.
Oh,
in case you want to listen to stuff.
Excellent.
You got that one there. Oh, yeah, and the front pouch. This is interesting.
So this is the main part for me on any backpack is that front pouch where we can get in and
the
we can
access.
Actually look at... What are the... I carry a lot of gadgets and things, so let's see what we got.
So quick access gives you lots of access to pens and pencils, business cards if you wanted to have them, which is also very good. Another small secure area if you wanted to go and throw some quick little change in there, some other things you don't want to lose, memory cards,
hard drives, or USB
sticks, stuff like that. That can fit in there. They also have the detachable key ring, once again, which is a big handy feature that happened to be there before. Quite nice. And I kind of moved it out of the way quickly because I wanted to show this to you personally here. This little...
The media pouch.
The media pouch or cable snake bag. There's a bunch of different uses for this one here. It has a quick access as well to the front to be able to go in and to...
Oh, that's a change from last year. That was one of the things we wish we had in it.
So basically you can put some credit cards, some ID cards in there if you needed to, your slim fit wallet if you needed it. But this actually opens all the way up and folds flat, completely flat, to be able to put your different... Oh, Channel 9 guy.
Yeah, Channel 9 guy.
So he also fits in there as well. Do you buy a ticket for him?
No.
Is he able to get in there?
We'll put him in the
back. Okay, he won't notice. But yeah, cables, USB cables, charging cables, cable plugs, wall wart, stuff like that, they can all fit in there. This is also embroidered as well, quite nicely, to be able to...
And matches the color of the bag.
Matches the color of the bag, and it's complimentary. Hey, if you have a friend that has a gray one, you could swap.
Like this one?
Yeah.
So what, do you think that you want to do the opposite color bags?
You got it.
Yeah, let's do that.
There you go.
All right, cool.
Voila.
And I got the 9 guy.
I didn't think about that. So quite nice stuff that's in there. Easily able to fit everything you need to have. On the back, because this is very important, good solid straps that are not going to be coming off or separated. They're nicely stitched in. Very good padding for being able to carry a heavy load. And most importantly, the ergonomic air venting capabilities to keep
ventilation.
The weight on certain areas and make it so that you have good air ventilation happening on your back. Very nice there. Adjustable straps, obviously. And then on the sides, there is a water bottle pouch. They're able to go off and to throw a water bottle in.
So based on that, there will be a water bottle
that
we weren't able to find when we were rummaging through the bags.
We only had 30 seconds to get in out of that office.
Exactly. So in that box, we weren't. But we have been told there will be a water bottle.
Yep.
That is provided, very similar to last year's water bottle, so you can bring it with you and stay hydrated at the conference.
You got it.
But there's one thing. I think you've missed something. On this side, I don't know if you've noticed here.
Oh.
There's another zipper.
It's another
zipper.
There's
an entire different pouch.
To go in the... This probably isn't the way they're going to be distributing it, but someone left a t-shirt inside.
This is the t-shirt that they had online.
Oh.
You see that?
This is the one that was voted by attendees.
That's right. Yeah, you as the attendees have voted on the t-shirt and the design that you want to have. This is kind of a key important thing here. There's a big difference in these two.
There is.
For the first time, we will have women's sizes available.
Yep.
And I have this on good authority. The sizing on the t-shirts, based on the fabric and the type of things that they are, you may want to, both men and women's sizes, go one size up.
Size up.
For shrinkability.
Yeah, absolutely. Very soft material, good quality screen print that's on there, and I love the message.
Yeah, absolutely.
Best way to predict the future is to create IT, or create it.
Create it.
Love it.
Absolutely.
What are you doing in here?
All right, so that's it for this episode of On the Road to Microsoft Ignite with Patch and Switch.
We've got to go now.
Seriously, what are
Hopefully you enjoyed the bag.
Thanks, Seth.
We'll see you on the next one. Sorry, Seth. Sorry.
Let me out of here. Let's go. Yeah. Let's go.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're good.